When the BESS went online in 2003, it was the largest battery in the world, and the utility industry hailed the co-op for investing in what was then state-of-the-art technology.
Golden Valley has been a pioneer in this area.
Jan Ahlen is Director of Energy Solutions for the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association.
Not many co-ops had energy storage systems back in the early 2000s.
That was kind of the cutting edge at the time.
Golden Valley Senior Engineer Nathan Minima says the BESS has, so far, reliably been doing what it was designed to do. That is to dump up to 40 megawatts into the co-op's system when a problem occurs, like a power plant going offline, to keep electricity flowing until crews can fire up one of the backup generators. It's done that nearly 900 times over the past 18 years, saving the co-op's members more than $15 million.
We've been very happy with it. It's just that, like anything, you need to review it as far as ongoing performance.
Minima says Golden Valley did that recently as part of the co-op's ongoing review of its power systems, and also because the battery was approaching 20 years of service, and he says its useful lifespan ranges from 20 to 30 years. He says all those years of discharging energy to avoid blackouts and then recharging to be ready for the next one has taken a toll.
Batteries obviously degrade, so, you know, we've seen the performance drop off.
Minima says the BESS still meets Golden Valley's needs, but he says the recent checkup revealed some problems with its control system, which, among other things, handles the battery's discharging and recharging cycle. He says that got him and others wondering whether it would be more cost-effective in the long run to upgrade the control system or consider investing in a newer battery.
Instead of just kind of diving into a control systems upgrade, we thought that it was prudent to look at not only that, but also other technologies.
That's why Golden Valley's begun soliciting proposals on replacing the BESS. It's an ongoing process, but Minima says the co-op's already received a number of proposals, most of which employ lithium-ion technology to replace the BESS's nickel-cadmium or NiCad-based system.
Obviously, you know, lithium ion is where things are going for battery storage right now. So, you know, as expected, we got some lithium ion interest from bidders, as well as I think some other options.
Minima can't talk about the estimated costs of the proposals because the co-op's still soliciting them. But he says the range in cost between the least expensive to most expensive is about $100 million. The BESS, by comparison, cost about $35 million.
You know, we're a member-owned cooperative. We want to make sure that we make these dollars the most beneficial for our members.
Minima says Golden Valley is also considering what energy storage system would work best with the co-op's mix of power sources, most of which are fueled by coal and oil. There's also some renewable energy, like the 25-megawatt Eva Creek wind farm and the half-megawatt solar farm located next door to the BESS in the industrial area on Fairbanks' south side.
Now we're kind of currently in evaluation phase of looking at the proposals received and how BESS systems of various sizes would interact with the generation fleet.
Minima says that evaluation should be wrapping up later this year in time to present a recommendation to the board of directors to consider for next year's budget. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.